The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
This land is your land.
Oh, yeah.
This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I was walking that ribbon of highway.
Bing Crosby.
I saw above me,
man,
that endless
you hear him laying back like the old man did?
I saw
that
below
you hear that?
Yeah, yeah, that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
So I had a special this night last night. That's Bing Crosby, actually. And a vintage recording off of an album I got from a magnificent gal named Beth Connors. And she and Mike Connors' beautiful wife from Louisiana. And we were at this event I'm going to tell you about in a second. If I may, just revisit that. Talked about it in the 6 o'clock hour. She got me two vintage albums. Albums, yes, record albums. Remember those? Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, Fred Waring, and the Pennsylvanians. Who knew? And Beth sang, I believe, with Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians and went on the road. And she was out on the road. And this is called 12 Songs of Christmas. And this is one album we're going to be playing. And Al found it. And Beth said, get this to Al. He'll probably find it online. Indeed, he did. And thank you. But this, look, it's not even open, Frankie. Look at this one. This Land Is Your Land. Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby, Fred Waring in his Pennsylvania. I never saw this album.
Oh, that, I mean,
it's not even open.
That's a gem.
It's from Reprise, which is the old man's company. And this is Harmony. One is Reprise. Yeah, one's Harmony. And so we'll be billing it. And Beth, thank you for that. So, and then she wrote the nicest note that apparently was confiscated by Mr. Crowley.
Oh.
So hopefully he'll bring it in later. But there was a nicest long letter to me. So what happened was yesterday, and there's so much to get into. There's good news, bad news, and different. We're going to have some fun this hour with Jimmy Brewer, my buddy. But we'll get into politics. But as things happen, it really reinvigorates my faith in humanity, in the United States of America, is meeting you, is going out and meeting you. And then so Mike Connor said to me, Joe, I'd like you to come with Beth and I to the Legatus organization. It's there. It's a group of Catholics who are committed and to the Catholic religion, and you know what, to God and to country. Is that okay to say that? You know, I could say that on the radio. You're committed to God and to country. And nothing that we heard in the Democratic debates yesterday. Not a flag, not God, not country, not loyalty, not character, not sovereignty, nothing. And this Legatus organization is so respected. They said, Joe, you go to church, you come to church, we're doing a special church at a special chapel at St. Patrick's Cathedral. I said, you sure you got the right Joe Piscopo? Maybe it was for Joe Pesci they meant to ask. But I will be honored to be there. And indeed, I went to St. Pat. I was at church on Sunday, 5:30 Mass at St. Pat's, staying in the city. And then I ran into the Monsignor there, and he said, we're going to have the best Columbus Day Mass. And I heard the Columbus Day Mass was spectacular with Cardinal Dolan. Of course, I was on the air. I missed that. But I did make it yesterday. I went to the St. Mary's Chapel. I went to Mary's Chapel in the back, which is gorgeous. I mean, I took my Charlie there. Oh, and it was just gorgeous. I thought I was at the right spot. Frankie V was there. Frankie V called, said, no, you got to go downstairs. So we meet this guy, Eddie, who I know. He's one of the ushers there. Joe, no, you got to go downstairs for the Legatus Mass. They had a little mass. There must have been, if there were 10 people, maybe 12 people, maybe 15 people, with the Monsignor saying the mass. Oh, it beaut in a little chapel underneath St. Patrick's Cathedral. So moving. for this, look, I'm an unapologetic diehard Catholic, and I make no apologies for it. And I double all the, you always hear bad things about Christianity, bad things about Catholicism. I go to church, I pray to God, I give my thanks, I make no apologies for that. So I'm in my glory, and I'm down there at St. Pat. And then we saw where the Cardinal gets ready to go on, Cardinal Doan. You know, I'm a big fan of Cardinal Doan. And then we go upstairs, and they have little cocktails, and Father Paul Bilecki shows up, who was just, this is a priest. And we want Father Bilecki on the show, because he is doing God's work as a true disciple of Christ in the Middle East, where you don't realize. He said there's about, he did a great speech yesterday, about 6 million Christians, you know, in like the Middle East, in Beirut, Lebanon, Syria. You don't realize all the Christians that are there. You don't hear about it, because the press doesn't care about it. They're trying to wipe us off all of the political correctness of taking out Western culture. The Christians are right there. They're trying to take us off the map in more ways than one. Father Bilecki is there helping the Christians, giving them medical service, because unless you go along the religious guidelines of Hezbollah and Hamas and al-Shabaab in Africa, and if you don't believe what they believe, they will kill you. And if you're a Christian, you have to pay astronomical fees for your medical. This Father Bilecki is a doctor. He's a priest. He gives spiritual guidance. And as important, he gives medical service to these Christians who do not get it from these racist people who just want us dead. And Father Bilecki's in the heart of it, right there in the Middle East, a true hero. He knows that I respect and always admired Padre Pio. Padre Pio from Italy. And I told you this earlier. I learned about Padre Pio from a letter that my father wrote to his mother during the Second World War. I'm going to see Padre Pio. He has the stigmata of Christ. He has the markings on his hand, on his side. And the church chastised Padre Pio because they didn't believe it. Now Padre Pio is a saint. The church accepts Padre Pio. This is a great man. He had like a sixth sense, a vision. And so Father Bilecki made a portrait of me. And we got to take a picture of this, guys. And Dean, maybe you'll take a shot. I will tweet this out. This is one of the most beautiful portraits I've ever seen. Padre Pio was a stern man because he had to run a school. I believe he ran a hospital in Italy. That's a lot to do as a priest, not to mention spiritual guidance. But I've never seen a picture of Pio smiling. Father Bilecki drew this picture, rather, of Pio smiling with eyes like I've never seen. And forgive me if I, you know, delve into it, but me being the God-fearing, church-going, guilt-ridden Italian Catholic that I am, admiring the saints, and Pio is right up there. Thank you, Father Bilecki. This is one of the most beautiful pictures I've ever seen. I will hang that in my home. I'm going to put that right in the home. Somebody said put it in your office. I'm going to put it in my house. So thanks to Beth and Mike Connors and to the Legatus organization. I was so, they put me at the head of the table, Frankie.
That's
and
very nice.
They said, Joe, you're at the head of the table. We're very honored. So I did a little speech saying thank you that I could say on this show. And Salem, you got to give a shout out to Ed Atzinger and Mr. Centrella and to David Spady and Stu Epperson, you know, these guys that allow, and Mr. Crowley certainly, and Phil Boyce, allow me to say, I believe in God. I drop to my knees. I give thanks. And it's okay to say that. You can't say it anymore. It's like you're supposed to. I didn't hear anything about that in the Democratic, debates last night. So it was great to be there. We thank Beth and Mike for bringing me into that prestigious organization last night, just as a guest, and I was honored, so very honored. And you know what? As much as anything else, as strong as my faith is, my love, that is my love for my mom, who really indoctrinated me into this religion. So how proud she will be that
wonderful.
I was with the Legatus folks. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 813. We got a lot to get into. Joe Murray's going to join us. I leave the local politics of Frankie Five Boroughs because nobody knows the Five Boroughs better than Five Boroughs. He's got it covered. Joe Murray is criminal defense attorney, former police officer, Republican candidate for Queens District Attorney. That's a big, big seat. Joe will join us. Jimmy Brewer, this was the synergy thing. Talk about Padre Pio having a sixth sense. I'm getting that on the radio. I mean, I ain't no saint, but I knew. I tweeted something about Jimmy Brewer just because he's going back on tour, sold out, hysterical. Jimmy's going to join us in about a half an hour. It's a story. He's just a funny guy from Saturday Night Live. Colonel Douglas McGregor, during that speech yesterday from Father Bilecki, He said, the Kurds helped the Christians. There were a lot of Christian churches that now will be devastated that we won't hear about because the news doesn't care. The news media does not care about it. The mainstream news media, this does not include Fox News, but the mainstream media does not care about Christians. They just plain don't. They want, in my opinion, they want to wipe us off the map. And I worry about what happens with the Kurds. If we take out the Kurds, is this genocide of a people, of a religion, of a sect, of a Muslim sect? I'm not quite sure. Colonel Douglas McGregor knows all about Syria, the Kurds, how Russia is going to protect the Kurds in Syria. We'll get into it with Colonel McGregor in the 9 o'clock hour. Ronica Cleary as well. Eileen Fisher will have some fun with her, too. Oh, you don't want to miss Eileen. Let me, at a quarter after 8 o'clock, I'll go to some calls. I apologize for not getting to them sooner. 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Joe in the Bronx has been holding. Joe, sorry to keep you waiting, man. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
That hurts. That hurts. You know, we're waiting. We're going. Yeah. You know, I mean, you gave good time. Was good time. That was good. He gave like extra 3 seconds.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah. He would have linked the Fort Worth shooter to somehow Jews are at fault.
He was probably waiting, and then was surprised when we went there. And if you don't get on the phone and
get off my program.
That's it. That's what happens.
0.5 seconds. Joy. In Bronxville. Hi, Joy. How are you this morning?
Hello. Fine. How are you, Joe?
I'm great. I'm all inspired and locked and loaded. What's on your mind?
You are wonderful. Thank you for what you say. However, two things.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday I wanted to get on because my son, Michael, who's 6'4 and 225, met you.
Wow.
You took a picture with him, Michael. And the gathering on, I don't know where it was, in Pennsylvania. Anyway, he said, Ma, he's really good.
Joy, I meant it was Friday night. Friday night in Philly, right? Yeah.
Yeah, right. I was so happy. Anyway, and I tried to send you a picture. It wouldn't go. But the second thing is, last night, did you see Ronald Reagan's son
The
TV?
No, I did not. Did we miss that? What happened? Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Skinny as anything, looking like the devil, he said, I don't believe in God, I don't believe in anything, and I am not afraid of going to hell.
Oh, my Lord. That must have been on MSNBC, huh?
No, it was CNN.
All right, well, same. okay. Joy, thank you, and my love to your son, a great kid. So I did this great organization.
I'm assuming that was Ron Jr., not Michael.
Yeah. Michael. We knew that. Thank you for verifying it. I got to tell you, let me go to one more phone call real quick. But we were at the Caring for Friends in Philadelphia. This organization is great. Feeding the homeless, feeding the homebound, feeding the elderly. Food come in from Whole Foods. The amount of food that is wasted in the United States of America. You know, you hear about this Green New Deal and all this. Let's talk about the food that we waste. That is a vital criticism of our society. All that food goes to Caring for Friends in Philadelphia, and they distribute it to people in need. And started by an Italian mother in South Philly who would take, I told you this yesterday, take the Swanson TV dinners, clean the tray, and put her own food in the TV dinner and give it around. Now it's a huge operation. So Joy's son was there helping out, and God bless him for that, because this was a great. This is Americans helping Americans, and that really makes my heart warm. Diego, we got a couple seconds, my friend from Staten Island. How you doing this morning, brother?
Okay, Joe. Last Thursday was the fire department memorial, an important day for the fire department. We honored those who were killed in the line of duty, and also people who are active, who die. And de Blasio was supposed to show up at 11, but I guess he was sleepy, so we showed up at 12.
Oh, Lord.
And he interrupted the whole thing. Oh. Anyway, it was nice enough for the Church of St. John the Divine to have the service inside because they were expecting rain. And it was a nice service. There's 5,000 firemen there.
Wow. Thank you for bringing that up. Diego, you're FDNY, you said?
Well, I was with the Fire Alarm Dispatchers Benevolent Association. Sure. We were We were civilians for the department, but we wore uniforms.
Well, listen, thanks for your help, and thanks for the heads up on that. Yeah, oh, please. 890, thank you for the call, Diego. 877-970-2999, the Balance of Nature phone lines. Joe Murray's going to join us. Jimmy Brewer this hour as well. I have this Padre Pio. I'm gonna tweet this picture out of Padre Pio. Debbie, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. Really, what a talent. This is from Father Paul. I mean, just beautiful, you know? And very heartwarming and very, very comforting. As you know, you are a saintly gal yourself, aren't you, Debbie Duhaime?
Well, no, not really.
We'll find out in Italy this weekend, won't we, Frankie Fabrios?
But that sounds like a wonderful gift. Wow.
Yeah, it really was very special. Oil painting, just gorgeous. Hey, Debbie, traffic-wise, at 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, how are we doing this Wednesday morning?
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Joe, Frank, Allen, everybody. Because of this ongoing investigation at 225th Street, 2 and 5 trains are bypassing that station. Also seeing some slowdowns this morning as you head to the Hudson Bergen Light Rail. West Side Avenue service, 20-minute delays because of some ongoing repair work. Also, the downtown Q train delays with the stall train. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln 25, Holland still about 35 to 40 from 1 and 9. Let's go to 280, 280 East, exit 11. An accident getting out toward the area of the Oranges. And watch for some delays of 440 North by Amboy Ave in Perth Amboy. That's an accident as well. Traffic is still moving solely eastbound Gowanus up through the Prospect. Eastbound BQE solid up through Cabin Plaza because of earlier problems. Looks like that accident still being cleared from the right lane. FDR Drive south of the 100s. It's an accident being cleared as well. Rain today, high in the upper 60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 821. I love Iggy Giuffre. I love Carmelo. I love Chester. I love all the folks at Route 22 Toyota. When my sister wanted a car, I told you that she texts me, and I said, let me take care of, set you up and meet the Route 22 Toyota, Carol. Carol goes, before long, it was really a matter of hours. She texts me, got the car, made a great deal. Thank you, Joe. I go, what? You got the car ready? She went to Route 22 Toyota, right there, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, and all the folks down at Route 22, Alex Kinsella, Iggy, Carmelo, Chester, Johnny, Chris, the team, took care of my sister. Boom, she got a great car. Great car. And when I went down there and I met Iggy and everybody, I was so moved by how they care about you. But you know what I did? I watched the customers coming in. When I was sitting down with Iggy and and we were talking about with Alex Kinsella, how Alex gives you the 0% APR financing up to 72 months. And then this deal, first five callers, next 5 minutes, I'll give you the 835 because I am Joey Generosity. Thank you for asking. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter if you call 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter, first five callers, next 5 minutes, Joey Generosity, I'll give you till 8:30 like that. But I watched people walk in to the largest indoor automobile showroom in Jersey, brand spanking new, by the way, brand new lounge. They treat everybody the way they treated my sister Carol, the way they treated Mike Gallagher, the way they treated Frankie Fiburro. They treat you the same way, man. You don't have to deal with dummies when you go to Route 22 Toyota. And now this. You get a free multi-point inspection, which is vital for the safety of your car, free oil change, free filter. And all you got to do is be one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, and you could say, Joey sent me. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at route22toyota.com.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With me, I have Alan J. Murray, president and CEO of Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield and Anthem Company. How do you see the healthcare marketplace changing as a result of the state and federal policies changes?
I think what first and foremost is going to change is how those various policies interrelate with the technology that is becoming to come onto the market. Our policy really thinks about controlling what was, not necessarily what will be. And as we start thinking about artificial intelligence, machine learning, and the ability to transmit data, I mean, we're hearing terms like blockchain payment and a whole host of different things that they're going to have an impact on all of that.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
It's obvious now. We're in the middle of a war for America's soul. It's a culture war, and we must win it. But we need more warriors to take up this fight. So right now, this radio station is looking for a few good warriors. Go to our website right now and look for the banner Salem's Culture Warrior of the Year Award. There are six finalists there, and we're asking for your vote for one of them. Hey, these are good people who fight the tough fight every day. We want to honor and encourage them. You can help. But now, for Salem's Culture Warrior of the Year Award, just go to our website, am970theanswer.com.
Balance of Nature. I have it right here. I take my Balance of Nature with me, and I'm taking it with me to Washington today. I'm taking it with me. I broadcast from Washington tomorrow, by the way, on WAVA down there, our Salem station. And then I'm taking it to Italy. I'm taking Balance of Nature with it. I love Balance of Nature, and I love you. So at 8:24, I'm telling you this, because you gather around our kitchen table every morning, this virtual kitchen table, and I worry about you, because I'm like Uncle Joe now, right? I'm getting old, I worry about you. I love you, I appreciate you kind enough to making this show what it has become, and we're very grateful for that. How do I make you better? What can I tell that will make you better? You take Balance of Nature. Why? It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Boom, that's all it is. There's no filler. I was a vitamin person. I keep telling you, I took vitamins. I like a million vitamins in my hand. And then I looked at them, and then I showed them to Dr. Douglas Howard and to Dr. Howard's wife, Sue, and to Lex, who runs the company. The beautiful Howard family love the Howards, by the way. And they get it. And Dr. Howard's a medical doctor. He goes, Joe, what are you doing on those vitamins? I go, well, this is a multi, and that's a thing, and that's an antioxidant. He goes, no. Just take Balance of Nature. It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form, as natural as it can be. 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. I have it in my hand now. I take it, and I up my amount of what I take of Balance of Nature because of my crazy schedule. And I'll tell you what, I can't tell you clinically because the FDA will say, you can't say that, but I will tell you this. As myself, as the clinical study, the Piscopo study, I've never felt better. Now, this for you. We want you to experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself, the way Frankie's been telling us about it, the way Al's doing it, the way Debbie's doing it, the whole morning team's on Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time, so please don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. 800-2468-751. I know you'll remember that. 800-2468-751 or balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code THEANSWER.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
So New York politics is getting very, very interesting lately. I think people are getting it. I feel good. I feel like people are getting involved. Joe Murray is a criminal defense attorney, right? Former police officer and the Republican candidate for Queens District Attorney. And it has been a mess over there, if I may say so. Joe, thanks for coming into the studio live. Thank you for your service in the NYPD, my brother.
Thank you, brother.
We appreciate it, man. And you're looking good. You got a suit and tie on. Me and you. We're it.
We're in.
Hey, come on. I'm trying to bring it back, you know? So tell us now, this is where Tiffany Caban ran against Melinda Katz. Melinda Katz won. We broke this down. It's what's happening in New York. This progressive socialist takeover is frightening in New York City, man. You're there to help save the day. Tell us how you got involved and what you're doing.
And you describe it very accurately. It's scary what's happening. And it's actually, you know, this, as you pointed out, Tiffany Caban, who comes out of nowhere, left field, AOC backed. And she almost took out Melinda Katz, a career politician, someone who's backed by the machine in Queens County.
Yeah.
Very scary. Now, even though Melinda Katz was backed by the machine and she had all that support, she was struggling to get 35,000 votes. There are 731,000 active Democrats. What she's doing is she's gone way to the left. First of all, let me just mention to you about this closing Rikers Island. We are the laughing stock of every major city. They're looking at us saying, look at these New Yorkers.
Yeah.
They have their jails on an island, isolated, where nobody's ever escaped, and they're closing it and building jails in the neighborhoods. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It's a money grab. No, it's clearly a money grab.
I think there's corruption involved here. Somebody's getting paid off to do something.
Yeah.
So, you know, that really bothers
me. So you're going to go in as a Republican against Melinda Katz.
Yes.
And God bless you. Godspeed. You're all set to go. Has your experience as a police officer helped inform you? You know, your experience as an attorney. I mean, you've got this great resume, man.
Absolutely.
Tell us about your when you were a cop, man.
Having been a police officer, yeah. Not only a police officer, I was also on the boxing team.
Oh! Now, let me just point out like this guy can kick somebody's butt, Frankie Five.
I'm not going to mess with him.
I got to tell you, Joe, what a great experience that was because we traveled all around. We went to England, Ireland, all over the country fighting other departments. And what do? We go there, yeah. We fight,
yeah.
And then we meet with the guys. We go back to their precinct. We talk to them. Sometimes we'll go out on patrol with them. And we talk about different policing issues and things that we're confronted with, which was fascinating, a great experience.
Wait, so you went to another country. You stay with me. You were the NYPD.
Yes.
And then you're about to go on. That's nerve-wracking, man. And then you know those the arenas must have been full and jammed with England and the United States.
Yeah.
And then how many rounds did you do?
Well, they're amateur, 3-round fights.
Still, hardest sport out of any sport.
Great sport, though. Yeah. Great. Teaches you discipline, you know.
Congressman Peter King was on. He boxes too. You still box?
We have something called the 40 and Over Fight Club in Westbury, and it's fantastic. Guys from the boxing team, guys that I fought in the amateurs with, some pro fighters, and we get in the ring and we move around. We do, we have good workouts.
This is great. Hey, you were in the club. Did you march in the parade?
Yes, I did. Both in Astoria and in the city.
Oh, thank you for both of them. Yeah, absolutely. It was a great day.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I think Melinda Katz boycotted it. This political correctness.
No, she didn't. Did she boycott it? That's it.
She's the Queensborough president. Why aren't you there? You're just total disrespect to the Italian community. It's horrible.
Thank you. And we doubled down on that because we doubled down on how courageous Columbus was, but we doubled down even more so on the Italian-American community, to your point, and they disrespect us.
It's horrible.
They're trying to take away Western culture, so I hear you loud and clear what you're saying. But for people that are always saying that a Republican cannot get elected in Queens, you're actually a registered Democrat, correct?
Yes, I am.
Whoa.
I'm a registered Democrat. I have a lot of family who are involved in unions and labor.
Yeah.
And I've always looked at the Republican Party as not being, the working people friendly. It's big business. And, so my brother's in Local 3. My son is a Local 1 plumber.
Cool.
Cops and firemen are my family. As much as I am a conservative, and I am, I loved when Giuliani came in, brought in Bratton. I came on the job in 87. It was a cesspool. There was so much crime.
How about that?
I was so happy. But then when it came time for contracts, Giuliani screwed us. Zeros for heroes. We had signs. We were protesting in City Hall.
I mean, he's very pro-police, I must say. He loves law enforcement.
He does.
Like that.
He does.
But I don't understand to this day why the cop, to this day, more so, even back in the mayor's time, Mayor Giuliani's time, I'll talk to my guys in the suburbs, Suffolk County, Jersey. They're paid so much more than the New York City police officers. What is going on with that?
I don't get it. And there is a drain where NYPD officers, when they get the opportunity, they'll run out to Nassau, Suffolk, even State Police, Port Authority.
Yeah.
Why don't they want to retain our best?
We'll let you go, Joe. Jim, I want to know more about Joe. I want to know more about your campaign. But what's very, very upsetting, and sorry for stammering, but I don't even know how to address the suicide in New York. Why the NYPD? Why? It's an epidemic at this point.
It is.
Can we call it that?
Yeah.
It's something that's for you to think about as you run for office, huh?
I do. It's horrible. Actually, we had even higher numbers, but our force numbers were much higher. We were up at 40,000 in the 90s, under that Safe Street, Safe City. And we had some, there was a time there, I had gotten in trouble with, I had a fight with a guy on the job, I broke his jaw, and
Glenn, I better get your name right, Joe.
but it was horrible because we had a bunch of, a rash of suicides, and they narrowed it down to like three things: family relationship problems, financial problems, and job problems.
Yeah.
And at that time, I had all three, and I was looking at myself like, wait a minute, am I at risk? How do you know you're in jeopardy?
Yeah, yeah.
And they took all of us, and they sent us down early intervention to, the job does try to help you, but they really can't because, the city, especially now being a lawyer, I mean, the city has such liability. If some police officer says they have a problem and they surrender their firearms, if the city gives them back their firearms, knowing now the city has noticed this guy has a problem, whatever it is,
yeah.
and, you know, there's civil liability. So that's why cops are afraid to come forward, because it's so hard to get your guns back when you go in there.
That's what you just said is the problem.
It
it comes down to the insurance companies. Yeah,
I
right?
did it myself. Yeah. I was under enormous stress, and I surrendered my firearms.
You did.
It took years.
Wow.
Years.
Wow.
They tried to retire me. They said that they... You know, I was disabled, and they want to retire me, and I fought it. I got my doctor. I went into the board. I love being a cop. I love doing what I do. But, you know, that's the fear, and cops don't want to come forward because you're stigmatized.
Yeah, man.
And then your career's over.
Yeah, thank you. And we got to go, but what would you say to folks in the NYPD? We have so many of the NYPD listen every morning, and I go by and they listen every morning. We love them dearly, the men and the women putting on that blue. It's what an elite law enforcement organization under the cops cop, Jimmy O'Neill. It's just and Terrence Monahan. It's a great organization. Yeah. What do you say to somebody who's going through some trouble now?
Well, I tell them, listen, reach out. Talk to us. I mean, we're out here.
Yeah.
There's the line organizations, PAPA. These are police officers, cops who retired, who volunteer to help out.
Yeah,
I mean, we're there.
Yeah.
The support is there. You got to just reach out for it.
Well, hopefully the cops will come out and support Joe Murray, criminal defense attorney, former police officer, and Republican candidate for Queens district attorney. You know what? Come back anytime, my brother. Find out more about your campaign now?
Well, I have a website. It's www.joe4qda, Facebook, Joe4qda. And I just got to say, I mean, help is on the way. That's what I'm telling everyone.
Yeah.
I am, you know, it's great that you point that out. I'm a Democrat on the Republican line. So what does that mean? The Democratic Party hates me because I'm challenging their girl. The Republican Party tolerates me because they know I'm the best qualified person, but I'm a Democrat.
Yeah.
So I owe nothing to anybody.
There you go.
And when I get in there, I've already called up Mike O'Keefe, who's an old friend of mine, retired detective.
Yeah.
I'm forming something called the Untouchable Squad from my office.
Cool.
The mayor controls the NYPD. The mayor controls the NYPD. The governor controls the state police. They don't control me. And I'm going to have these guys proactively seeking out evidence of corruption wherever it leads.
Wow. Wow.
So
Joe Murray. And no one's going to mess with you, man. I got news for you, Joe.
We'll beat you in and out of court.
Thank you, brother. Godspeed.
I appreciate it.
Joe Murray right there. Hey, 836. Jimmy Brewer's going to join us live on the radio right now. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
61 degrees at 837. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New Jersey State Department of Children and Families is saying a newborn is safe after being surrendered to a safe haven site. The gender and exact date of the surrender aren't being released in order to protect the identity of the parents, but it is the third to take place this year. The other two surrenders occurred in January and June. Officials say it's the 73rd surrender since August of 2000. According to the Safe Haven law, infants up to 30 days old, free of abuse or neglect, can be anonymously surrendered to designated organizations. Scientists say a comet speeding through our solar system is from interstellar space, only the second such object known. It was spotted August 30th at an observatory in Crimea. While the comet is from very far away, unlike most comets we see, it's fairly unremarkable. Scientists say it looks pretty much like every other comet. It'll be visible with mid-sized telescopes through April, and details were published this past Monday in the journal Nature Astronomy. In sports, Luis Severino outdueled by Gerrit Cole as the Yankees lost the ALCS Game 3, 4-1 to the Astros in the Bronx. Jose Altuve and Josh Reddick homered for Houston. They lead the series 2-1. Gleyber Torres homered for the Bombers' lone run. Game 4 scheduled for tonight, weather permitting. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks. Eastbound side of the LIE at Willis Ave. It's an accident being cleared. Traffic is still slowing down on the westbound LIE getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Prepare for some delays on the Harlem River Drive south down through the 140s in toward the 130s. Southbound FDR Drive in the 100s, an accident was cleared. It's still stop and go as you head over to the RFK Bridge getting into town. And traffic is moving slowly this morning as you head to the Hudson River crossing, still about 20 to 25 minutes in across the board at the George, Lincoln, and at the Holland Tunnels. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic over on 440 into Perth Amboy with an accident being cleared. Southbound New York State Thruway, that's still stop-and-go as you head from Spring Valley getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. 2 and 5 trains still bypassing the 225th Street Station with ongoing police department activity. Rain later, high in the upper 60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Ace Hardware. It's Ace's 95th birthday, and they're throwing a party. Head to your local Ace this Saturday from 11 to 2 for cake, grilling demos, and deals with big savings. Don't miss the party this Saturday from 11 to 2, only at Ace, the helpful place. See participating stores for details.
All right, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 839, telling you about the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Hey, they did the famed and historic largest Columbus Day Parade in the world Monday. So proud to be a part of that. It was the largest celebration of Italian-American culture and heritage. And I keep telling you this. And again, I talk to you, especially if you're part of a different ethnicity other than the Italian-Americans, whether you're Latino or the black community, the Jewish community, Chinese. You know, we love you. But the Italians, and I tell you, my brothers and my sisters, we never stick together. I'm telling you, this year, through the Columbus Citizens Foundation, with Marion Pardo, the head of the foundation, Angelo Vivolo, Frankie Fasaro, all my buddies over there, they have brought together the Italians like I have never seen. Not only keeping the statue there, that was from the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Not only Mother Cabrini, that came through with a shout out to my buddy Chaz Palminteri, but the way Angelo fought for that with Governor Cuomo to keep Mother Cabrini, to get a Mother Cabrini statue. And look at the list of grand marshals at the Columbus Day Parade. Frank Sinatra, Yogi Berra, Sophia Loren, Tony Bennett, huh? How about Mario Andretti? How about Antonin Scalia, Joe DiMaggio? Excuse me, if that list doesn't have you bursting with Italian-American pride, I'm telling you, it just makes you feel so great. And this year's Grand Marshal was Massimo Ferragamo. Ferragamo, are you kidding me? The foundation provides, and this is the most vital thing that the foundation does, opportunities for advancement to deserving Italian-American students through scholarship and grant programs. The Columbus Citizens Foundation has distributed more than $35 million in assisting Italian-American students over the last 30 years. To learn more about this stellar organization, the Columbus Citizens Foundation, or contribute to its scholarship program, please call 212-249-9923. It's 212-249-9923, or go online to, please, columbuscitizensfd.org.
This level of excellence doesn't just wake up in the morning. It takes hard work, determined perseverance, and countless hours of practice. It took them years to get to the next game, and you can hear it all right here.
Tune in this Saturday at 6:30 as the Black Knights travel to Atlanta to take on Georgia State on our sister station, AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel. YouTube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Jimmy Brewer! Legendary stand-up comedian, actor, musician, podcaster, performing at Bergen Pack October 19th and 23, ripping it up. Super dad, super guy, legend from Saturday Night Live. Jim, welcome back to the show, brother. How you doing this morning?
Calzone Joe, what are we doing? What's our agenda? Who are we taking out? Who are we lifting up?
You are the best. You are like on fire, Jim. You're everywhere. I saw the great graphic on Twitter, and I retweeted it because I love you, man. You're like selling out arenas all over. You're in Chicago, and now you're at the Bergen Pack, yeah, which is a great theater, October 19th, 23rd. You're writing new material. Every show is new. You did a residency on Long Island. Jim, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Did you plan on doing this, or did you just?
No.
It was like the Brewer thing. No, Brewer mania just broke out.
I'm going to be straight up with you.
Huh? Say what?
I'm going to be straight up with you.
All right.
I'm going to be straight up with you. Ready?
Yes, sir.
You know us, where we grow up, how we live.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was. I'll tell you this. My manager's always like, "Don't play the victim." I was denied. I had two one-hour specials locked and loaded.
Yeah.
And I was told, hey, man, we're not in the business of 40 and over white guys unless you're a super A-lister. And I went, what? Are you serious? Yeah, nah, that's not where we're going.
Yeah.
So I went, oh, my hand again. So I went, okay, all right. I gotta start over. I felt like a state worker 2 years before I was retired, and they said, no more pension. What? What are you talking about? Yeah, no, we know you worked with the mentally ill for 38 years, but we're cutting you before your pension kicks in. What? So I had to, I went on a full-blown, I'll show you,
wow.
And I'll grassroot it.
Wow.
And I did that residency in Long Island.
Yeah.
I did this residency in Bergen Pack.
Yeah.
And I was forced to write and write and write, and I found myself now with about 3-4 hours over the last 4 or 5 years. And I'm like, you know what? I'm filming every show.
Yeah.
And I'll put it out when I want to put it out. I'll sell it to Pandora and here and make money and do it. And now every time people see me, they're going, damn, that was another. I saw him 2 months ago, and he did it completely different.
That's right.
Yeah, so in
That's
your
right.
face for yeah. all the deniers. It just made me work harder, Joe.
That's you know what? You are the best, Jim. You are so upfront and honest. It's true, though. 40 and white and over the thing. I'm like, and you go, wait a minute. You know, funny is funny, man. And Jim, you are so.
Funny is funny.
That's exactly it. No matter what your age, no matter what your color, no matter what you're doing. And you're so funny on stage. But being as prolific as you are is really interesting because when you do a residency, you go, boom. And you're doing a couple hours, Jim Brewer. You're up there. You're doing heavy metal stuff. You're with Metallica. You're doing the Mets stuff. People love you as the number one Mets
yeah.
fan. You're out there and you're taking it all. Then you go on to the whole next thing. Are you writing notes? Wait, you know, Jerry Seinfeld, our mutual friend, he will every day he's writing little notes. I can't see you doing that. I mean, are you that cerebral with
well,
it, Jim?
I'll write little premises. And I got to say, I did learn something from Seinfeld. He
yeah.
doesn't know this.
Yeah.
But years ago, I got to interview him and I went, when did you decide I'm always going to be clean? And he said something to me. He said, you know, I just wanted to write better. And I went, wow.
Oh,
that's such
yeah.
a simple comment.
Yeah, so
I found myself every time wanting to just say, yeah, you know what I mean? And S and F.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's really crazy, the S and the S and F. And I was like, I sound like an idiot. So
it's a punchline.
Like,
it's the F bomb is a punchline.
Writing,
yeah, you're right.
Let me start writing something,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
the more and more. I mean, that was almost 8-10 years ago,
wow,
and I've been. I just found myself going. That's who I want to be, and I want to talk about real life issues and try to make them as funny as possible.
Yeah.
I want to
yeah.
talk about.
Yeah.
You know, the time I held my father to his last breath. What kind of spirituality I have. Things that comedians don't talk about,
yeah.
but find it
yeah.
funny.
Yeah.
And you know what, Joe? I'll tell you what it is. We reach an age where I'm tired of just doing things chasing money. I do it for passion.
Yeah.
Passion.
I know, man. And you'll do it.
I don't want to do it.
And you'll do it at the fire department. The first responders say, Jim Brewer's a great guy, man. He
yeah.
shows up when we call. You and me, we got our sandwich named after each other at the Billy's Bagels over there or whatever.
That's right.
I love this guy's a Palestinian bagels, this guy. I mean, only in Jersey. I mean, you know, it's like, there
we
are.
You're going to have the. You got the Joe Piscopo. What is it? We got the Jim Brewer sandwich. What do you Jim Brewer? Oh my God, Joe Piscopo, beautiful man. Yeah, beautiful kids, beautiful family. I love it, Joe Piscopo. Oh my God,
that's a dead on impression of Billy the Bagel guy. Believe it, me, you, and Howard, man. It's me, you, and Howard Stern.
You just missed Joe Piscopo. Oh, Jimmy, you just had a miss of Joe. Oh, you missed Joe Piscopo. He come in here, bring his children. They come in here and have a mini bagel. His kids love the mini bagel. Oh, my God. I love it. I'm going to put a toast up for the kids. I love it.
Jimmy.
I love it. They don't like the chives. They don't like the chives. They hurt the belly.
That's exactly
what he said. So I don't get no chives.
And then he's got a chain of those stores, man. He's got a chain all over Billy the Bagel Man. I'm telling you. Jimmy, tell me about first of all, I got to plug Bergen Pack, October 19th, November 23rd, Jim Brewer Live. You don't want to miss. This man is at the top of his game, ripping it up. Tell me about your connection with Metallica, man, before we give the – I want to plug where you're going to be and everything. But this Metallica thing is off the charts, Jimmy.
That they are such a – top-notch secret CIA organization. they approached me last, I don't know, like March, and I got a text from the singer. Would you be interested in touring with us? And I went,
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie. I went, stand-up comedy in front of Metallica crowd? Like,
yeah,
whoa.
Yeah.
And then he goes, isn't that really comedy? We're talking about... we don't know what we want to do. We want to throw a party. Like, what?
Wow.
So then, for two months, I'm trying to figure out what the hell am I going to do here? And I never heard from them again. Their manager calls me about, I don't know, sometime in May. And he goes, can I come to your house on Sunday? And I went, Sunday?
Wow.
Sure. Comes to my house, brings his laptop, puts it on my counter. He goes, here's all the dates. We already checked. There's only one date that's a problem. We can take care of that. Talk to your wife. Here's how the schedule goes. Is this something you're interested in? Oh, are we going to talk about it? He goes, don't worry about that. Are you interested in this? Oh, yeah. Shuts the computer. He goes, good. We announce it in the morning on Rolling Stone and Howard Stern. And I'm like, what? Oh, what? Yeah, we couldn't tell anyone. Tweet. Like, oh, my God. And then I had 3 months, I didn't know what I was doing. I flew, pretended I had meetings in San Francisco, and I hit Lars Ulrich up, the drummer. I said, hey, I'm in town. I specifically flew there so I could hunt him down and knew he was home. And when I sat with him, I said, what exactly are you looking for?
Yeah.
And he said, listen, when we tour, nobody comes to see the opening bands.
Yeah.
We want you... who grew up watching Metallica. We've seen you a million times. You adjust to the audience.
Yeah.
Give our crowd a fan experience. Bring a DJ. Tell stories. Do whatever you want. I leave that up to you. And you don't have to be funny. And when he said that, I was off to the race.
Oh, man.
I had live cameras backstage. I was doing game shows.
Yeah.
I was doing
it was brilliant.
Comedy.
Brilliant.
I was emceeing.
Brilliant.
It was awesome.
You know, Jim, you are really taking it to the next level. And you know what? Your in-the-face comment, God bless you and Godspeed with that, Jim Brewer, because you are in-the-face and you own it right now. Matter of fact, Jim Brewer released Jim Brewer Live from Portland, debuted at number one on the iTunes comedy album chart. Now, Jimmy just recently announced Live and Let Laugh. Live and Let Laugh North American Tour. He'll be traveling 36 cities around the United States. And, Jimmy, where can we find tickets? Where can we go to you directly to get tickets, my friend?
OfficialJimBrewer.com. I got two more shows at Bergen. I got two...
Cool.
God, not until December am I back in Jersey, and that's way down south.
All right, so we're going to see.
The last ones you can see.
Jimmy, with respect and with love, you know what, for being a great husband, for being a really great dad, Jim, I love you, man, and God bless you, and thanks for always taking time on the show, my friend.
Keep in touch.
Yes, I will.
I love you, brother. Keep in touch.
Thank you, Jimmy. God bless you. Jim Brewer right there, legendary stand-up comic. You got to check him out. Jim Brewer, officialjimbrewer.com. Debbie Duhaime's out there, 852, watching out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. Let's see what's happening on the Cross County East at Broad Street getting into Mount Vernon. Accident in the local lanes. It's still busy on the Garden State Parkway North at exit 140 with a crash being cleared. And it's solid on the eastbound Gowanus up through the Prospect. Eastbound BQE jammed up by the Battery Tunnel. Westbound BQE at the Battery Tunnel. Looks like an accident was just cleared out of the way. Alternate side in effect. We're still seeing some delays on the 2 and 5 trains bypassing the 225th Street Station. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party, corporate event or holiday party, birthday, anniversary, how about a bar mitzvah? How about a bat mitzvah? Why not consider it?
having it on a luxury private yacht like we do when we go on our station Schmooze Cruise and AM 570 The Mission and AM 970 The Answer. We go in with our beautiful sponsors, our family. We go, we have the time of our life. Why? Because we call Francesca at the France Touch of Class. You're going to love that. It's so cool. I'm not a boat guy. I love these boats. They're yachts. They can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000. Guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. And if a private yacht is not in your budget, by the way, how about a private deck charter? You know, Franz yachts are fully insured, Coast Guard certified. You've got to check out, please, franztouchofclass.com and see the range of yachts in her fleet. And give her a call. Find out about your options. The cuisine is spectacular. She'll give you the details of all the services provided. Talk to Fran today, please, about adding that extra touch of class to your event. I know a lot of folks listen. They have a lot of business firms, law firms. This is the ultimate event to do it on Fran's Touch of Class. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400. Or franztouchofclass.com.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
I'm excited to tell you about the next edition of the Dining Out Dialogues with Kevin McCullough as presented by Dining Out Magazine, AM 970 The Answer, and AM 570 The Mission. They're a series of live remote broadcasts from 3 to 6 p.m. on location with top chefs, celebrity co-hosts, and special guests. The next stop in the Dining Out Dialogues will be with Chef Niall Medford on November 1st at Bobby Van's Steakhouse in the landmark Helmsley Building next to Grand Central Station. Kevin will be on location at 230 Park Avenue with very special guest and co-host A.J. Katsimatidis. Happy hour is from 3 to 6 p.m. during the live broadcast. You're welcome to stay for dinner by calling 212-867-5494. 212-867-5494 to make a reservation. I hope you'll be there on Friday, November 1st for the Dining Out Dialogues at Bobby Van's Steakhouse. 230 Park Avenue, 212-867-5494 to make a reservation.
There's a chance your local GEICO agent laughs the exact way you do.
And I said, not in my sandwich.
What?
But there's a better chance your local GEICO agent could help you out with auto, homeowners, renters, or condo insurance. Motorcycle, boat, or RV insurance, too. They'll work hard to provide sound advice and significant savings. You don't need to share a laugh pattern to do that. Local GEICO agents. Call or visit yours today.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hey, what are you listening to? 856 with Joey on the radio. You know, I told you about Parry and his sons. Love Parry and his sons. Love Glenn and Maria. Now they're ready to retire. How about that? How about that? Well, you know, we're happy that they have served New Jersey 100 years, almost 100 years they've been there. They were in Clifton. Now they're on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. You want the deal of a century at a jewelry store, at one of the best jewelry stores ever that I've been telling you about for years now, Parry & Sons? Well, there's $5 million of fine jewelry going at 70% off. Boom! If that's not a mic drop, are you kidding me? Parry & Sons. I'm telling you, you better get up there quick because they have always been known for superior quality. And no one knows diamonds better than Maria and Katie and Glenn and everybody at Parry & Sons. I tell you, I've gotten jewelry there. I told you about how my buddy Jerry got original jewelry there. You're going to love it. Now you get 70% off. $5 million of fine jewelry. $5 million. Everything at Parry & Sons has been discounted up to 70%. And this week you can buy jewelry and watches of your dream. How about watches over there? All these designer watches for 70% off. Nothing is being held back. Parry & Sons, $5 million going out of business sale going on now. Right there, please. Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Joe Lumberg is our marathon man meteorologist. Good morning, Joey. How you doing today, my friend?
Doing pretty good this morning. How about you?
Good. Well, I am fired up. We're locked loaded going down to Washington, but I'm saying that rain is coming up. Ooh, what'd you say, 4 o'clock or so today?
I think the rain will be moving into Midtown probably around lunchtime or shortly thereafter.
Oh, okay.
Mid to late afternoon, say like 3, 4 o'clock till about 11 o'clock midnight tonight. It's just going to pour across the area.
Oh.
I mean, we're talking 1 to 3 inches of rain across the tri-state.
All right, Joe. So that'll go. Tomorrow clearing up. Windy, you said, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, windy, cool, clouds and sun, temperatures mid to upper 50s, some sunshine Friday, and then it looks like it gets warmer this weekend.
All right. Well done, Joe Lundberg. Always appreciate it, my friend. Thank you so much. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, right after the news, we're going to go to a man who has served this country so well, Colonel Douglas McGregor, retired United States Army colonel, combat veteran, author of 5 books. We're going to talk about the Kurds in Syria. Ronica Cleary, Eileen Fisher as well. Piscopo in the morning. Coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
58 degrees and 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A pedestrian is in the hospital with serious injuries after two FDNY trucks collided in Crown Heights. Firefighters were responding to a smoke report when the crash happened on Tuesday night. Two utility poles were knocked over. 11 firefighters had minor injuries. Authorities are investigating what caused the collision. Workspace rental company WeWork set to cut at least 13% of its workforce, or about 2,000 jobs. The company has been struggling as of late amid reported employee discontent over an uncertain financial position. The company's IPO was canceled recently after a lack of interest from investors. In sports, Yankees lost ALCS Game 3, 4-1 to the Astros. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.